Objects are variables of a class type, and a class is just a type that you define yourself. It's like a struct in C, except, of course, as you've seen, classes not only have data members, but they have methods or member functions as well. The distinguishing characteristic about objects in Java, though, is that all objects reside on the heap. There's no such thing as declaring one locally on the stack, or even globally. Of course, there's no global variables anyway. They always have to go on the heap, and the way you put something on the heap in Java is the same way you do in C++. You use the new operator that will create a new object on the heap, and it returns to you a handle, whereas C++ gives you a pointer, Java gives you a handle. Well, what does that mean? Well, they're practically the same thing, except for in Java, you have no explicit pointer operations. So you can't dereference it. You don't have to, because it gets dereferenced automatically. You can't do any pointer arithmetic. That's not allowed in Java. You just don't have those things to get into trouble with. A handle can be thought of as an implicit pointer. You initialize an object in Java the same way you do in C++. You can use a constructor, which is a special method in the class. It has the same name as the class, and that is executed automatically when you declare an object of that class type. You don't have to worry about deleting the memory. I know that sounds kind of funny. We use new to put it on the heap, and the responsible programmer is always trying to make sure that he or she does not leave data on the heap. You always want to clean up after yourself. Well, you don't have to worry about that in Java because it does it for you. It uses garbage collection, which basically keeps track of objects and who's referring to them. And when objects are no longer being referred to, then they are marked for garbage collection, which means that at periodic points in the program, they will be destroyed and that memory will be reclaimed.